Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
That's the late, great James Brown, the godfather of soul, bringing us back 23 so after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. So I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Joanna Brandy. Joanna is an original founding member of our Brain Trust, the president of Joanna Brandy & Company. She is the author of a number of books, including Winning at Customer Retention, 54 Ways to Stay Positive in a Changing, Challenging, and Sometimes Negative World, and among others. And she has a new program called, an e-course called Positive Energizer, the practice, I think, of positive energy. I'll get her to tell us exactly what it is right now. Joanna, thanks again for being here. What's the name of the new program?
It's called The Practice of Positive Leadership, How to Use the Science of Happiness to Engage Your Employees and Keep Your Customers Happy.
What's the difference in positive and happy?
You know, happy is a subset of positive.
Okay.
I've been coming up a lot around that lately. What we want to do is create an environment where people feel more positive emotions. It doesn't matter what positive emotions they're feeling. You get the effect of positive emotion whether they're feeling joy or they're feeling happy or they're feeling curious or they're feeling excited. There are many, 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 as you know, Mr. Positive, there are many, many, many positive emotions. And the science comes in where we realize that when the body is in this state of positive emotion, it works better.
Do we sometimes set ourselves up for negative results because of our expectations? See, I don't have great expectations out of the world. I expect the world to give me a hard time. I expect it to. I have a lot of blessings in my life, but I'm not lucky. I'm not a lucky person. So I don't expect luck. But I do expect to be rewarded for effort.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I find my positiveness. So I don't expect the world to roll over and give me a living.
Yay.
So I'm not negative when it doesn't. So my point is, do some people set themselves up to be negative by thinking it's going to be easier than it is?
Well, absolutely. Or thinking it's going to be harder than it is. It can go either way.
Yeah.
There is something known as the law of expectation.
Right.
And in fact, one of the most famous happiness researchers does a lot of work on that. But just by telling house cleaners in hotels that the work they're doing is actually a form of exercise, if you talk to them about, and when you stretch, you do this, and when you move this way, this happens, you know what? At the end of 6 or 8 weeks, that group is healthier than the group that wasn't told that their work is exercise. So, you know, the placebo effect is very strong. And there is a law of expectation, which falls right into that. I think that's
so
what you're talking
about. And with your program, the Energizer program, how do you apply that? How do you deliver that, and how does it manifest?
It's an electronic course, positiveenergizer.com. It's a course that you buy, and you can do it on your own. I mean, I'm always available to coach it, but people like to do it on their own. And what it does is actually helps you, for the first 5 units, it's a 10-unit course, it helps you go deeper into who and what you want to be as a leader. Because many people become leaders without ever really thinking about, how do I want to show up as a leader? And more importantly, how do I want people to feel in my presence?
If I felt my company, the general tenor or the general attitude of my business was not as positive as it should be, would I sign all my people up for that?
You would sign your leaders up for that. Certainly would, yeah. I have one company, I've got 43 leaders. Most of them men, which is really interesting. Taking the course together with their internal trainer, making sure that they get together and talk about things. He runs these leadership circles. It's quite amazing. I've got a couple of other small groups, like 10 people at a time, taking the course together so that they can discuss it together. They can put things into practice together.
If I had one employee that seemed to be, they had a lot of promise, but they just weren't quite oriented properly, would I send them to that?
You could, absolutely. You could. I think when you single out one employee, that now I like the way you said had a lot of promise.
Yeah.
So you could say to somebody, you know, you have a lot of promise. I'd like you to take, what I would probably say is I'd like you to take this as a pilot. And let's see how it works with you.
Well,
if
I would
it works
say,
well with you,
I would
let's
say
get
something
some more people
like,
involved.
I would say something like, I believe your life could be great if you could put a different lens on the world. Consider this program as a way of looking, as a way of putting a different lens on the world. Something like that.
I think it depends on how you phrase it. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. If it means if someone, so here's the person is probably saying to themselves, yeah, well, what's in it for me? So I think we always have to address.
As a business owner, should I say, owner, heal thyself first?
There you go.
should I take it myself first?
Of course.
Because you know, a lot of times you're the problem.
Most of the time.
You know, I mean, really, you know, gravity works. The stuff falls downhill.
I know.
And if it's if you got a sick culture, it might be because you're sick.
Well, that's a broad stroke at it, but yes, culture. It depends on the size of the company. Sometimes I see very very good values and a very great culture, but it doesn't get to the people.
To all the people, yeah. Hey, Joanne,
the management team.
Tell us how they can find your program.
PositiveEnergizer.com.
All right, so check it out, folks, and whatever Joanna does is good. So I recommend it to you. Hey, Joanna, good job today. Come back soon.
Oh, I'd love to. Thank
and thanks
you so
for
much,
19 Jim. Great years. Joanna Brandy,
thank
ladies
you're
and
welcome.
Gentlemen.
Thank you.
She's the best. I got to go for just a few minutes. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.